Stefan Koopmanschap here again for PHP Benelux, and again I'm talking to one of the speakers for the PHP Benelux conference. This time it is Maarten Baljouw. Hi Maarten, how are you?
Hi Stefan, I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thanks. Could you introduce yourself?
Good, okay. Well, I'll shortly introduce myself. My name is Maarten Baljouw. I work for a company in Belgium named Real Dolmen. And I actually do both .NET development, so the Microsoft world, and PHP development. PHP people may know me from projects like PHP Excel and PHP Link. And I have also been working closely with Microsoft on the Windows Azure SDK for PHP.
Nice. Could you tell us what your talk is about, please?
Okay, so a short summary. Okay, so my talk is called Just Another WordPress Blog, But More Cloudy. And it's all about putting WordPress on the Microsoft Windows Azure platform, so a cloud computing platform provided by Microsoft. The session will actually cover two things, namely, what is all this Microsoft Azure platform about, and what's the use for it, and what will be the benefits for your applications. And the second part of the talk will be about porting WordPress to provide support for the Microsoft Azure platform. As you know, WordPress only supports MySQL, and it's quite difficult to put that on Windows Azure at present. It will be possible in the future. And what we did together with Microsoft was modifying the WordPress codes so you can actually use different database providers. So, for example, SQL Azure, which is the database platform provided in the Azure platform.
Wow, that's quite some work you've done there. So basically your talk is about Microsoft technologies and PHP, the combination. Isn't that a bit odd? I mean, Microsoft, even though they've done some good stuff lately, they've really brought some effort to it. They're still a bit of an outsider in the PHP world, are they not?
No, Stefan, that's a nasty question. I think Microsoft has really gone into open source and really started realizing that PHP is a full-class member of the internet ecosystem, and they're doing a lot of great work on providing support for PHP on their platform. So PHP is actually now a first-class member of the Windows ecosystem, and they're doing quite a good effort, I think, in providing great support for PHP. And for example, related to my talk, the Windows Azure platform, Microsoft realized that cloud computing, there are different vendors, and the only thing which would make them the better cloud platform would be the openness. So Microsoft really thought of Microsoft Azure as an open platform on which you can run .NET and, for example, PHP or Java. So they're doing quite a great job, I think.
Well, yeah, it definitely sounds like that. It's good to hear that. Microsoft is getting more and more involved in PHP. So about Azure, could you give us some of the advantages of Azure above all the other cloud solutions?
Oh, the advantages. Well, let's say Windows Azure is quite different. If you take Amazon Cloud Computing, for example, what you get there is simply a virtual machine, which you should still manage by yourself or your IT staff. And on Windows Azure, you simply get the platform and everything is installed, and you only have to worry about your application. So there's no overhead in managing your systems and really having to maintain your servers, making sure all updates are installed. The Windows Azure platform does this for you, and the only thing to worry about is your application. Now, this model will change in the future, so Microsoft Windows Azure will also provide virtual machines where you can run any application you want, but that will be an option. The main advantage, I guess, is really that you only have to worry about your application and not the management of all resources related to that application and the hardware.
Right, that sounds like a good solution. Maybe I should at least look into it, at least as soon as I need some kind of cloud solution. So for now, could you please tell the people that are attending or planning to attend the conference in just 1 minute, why should they choose to attend your talk?
Okay, in a nutshell, I think my talk is the better one of the schedule. No, I'm just kidding. I noticed Ivo Jan's talk was scheduled. Well, that's quite a tough competition, but I think my session will cover quite some of the topics Ivo will cover as well, and some other stuff more specific to Windows Azure and how you can build your PHP applications on Windows Azure. So it's really a combination of Ivo's talk and some more stuff around Windows Azure. So this talk will be the better one to take in the last slot of the schedule.
Actually, you are not in the last slot of the schedule, so that will be fine because people can then visit both your talk and Ivo's talk. So that's only good for those interested in the cloud topics. So yeah, that was basically it. I would really like to thank you for taking the time for doing this interview. And I definitely hope to see you over in Antwerp, of course, at the end of January.
Okay, Stefan, it's been a pleasure. Nice talking to you, and see you at the conference.
Bye.
Bye.